It shows that, Donal, that the Dublin prices are really moving ahead and the rest of the country are lagging way, way behind. And like, I suppose one of the reasons why the Institute of Professional Oxygen Evaluators did this particular barometer and are going to continue to do it is to show what's actually happened throughout the whole country in relation to Donegal, Dublin, Cork, whatever the cases there isn't, just so people can see, because there's a lot of misinformation out there about how the property market is, and the property market is flying on and the prices are huge and all this sort of thing. And it's not actually the case. When you look at some pockets in Dublin, you will see that that is the case, that some pockets prices are probably as close or nearly as close to where they were in 2007, but it's a very few small pockets. And places in Donegal, for instance, like you're looking at property prices there, three-bedroom semi, you're looking at an average price of 145,000 for it, or 1,250, or almost 1,300 euros a square metre, which is a small price in relation to what's happening in Dublin.
In previous years, there was fear that people were living in negative equity and were trapped in houses that were too small or accommodations that they wanted to get out of but couldn't. Now there's talk of another bubble. Is there a balance to be found between the two, or is this market always going to be cyclical, swinging from the one to the other?
I think the market is always sort of cyclical. I don't think there's any danger of a bubble at the moment. Even in Dublin, where the prices are so high, I don't think there is, because most people now in mortgages are caught with central bank prudential, market prudential rules. And even at that, there's 50% of people buying properties at the moment still buying them without mortgages. Certainly, the market will be cyclical because of the fact that the way we value properties, we value them by open market value. When more property comes on the market in Dublin, what's going to happen is, in these pockets that the price has been up, the prices are going to come down when more properties come on the market there. And that should be a part of the property market, and we should allow it to happen.